The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Me'a brachai, mincha, b'chaz re'eihonyeinu, v'fa'einu, baruch aleinu.
Shalom. We are continuing with the Shemona essay of mincha. As we said before, every Shemona Esrei is different, and Mincha has that special nature that it's in the middle of the day, and we are bringing to life all the experience we had in the first half of the day to make our bakoshes, real bakoshes, relating to our lives and to Klal Yisrael's needs, not just words that we're saying. Together with that, we're looking forward to the second half of the day. And we also, I'll be mispelled that we should have a Sata Shemaya for what we need for the second half of the day. So we're up to the second half of the first six brachas. As we said before, the six brachas of bakoshes, the first six ones are nogeya to our personal needs. The first three were more nogeya to our spiritual needs. And now we're starting the ones that are nogeya to our physical needs. Rev on Yenu, Hashem should see the challenges we have, the tzaras we have, and the klai we're going through. Refeinu is refuah from also physical sickness and emotional sickness. And baruch aleinu is that we should have the food that we need, the parnasa that we need. And kayadua, the entire Shemona Esrei is in a specific order. The pasuk that the order is based on has slach lonu before these requests of the bracha of geula, bracha refuah, and the idea behind it is that we cannot ask for our personal needs before we took care of our relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm a choiter and I don't care about HaKadosh Baruch Hu at all, I just do whatever I want. I'm not even in a position of shalv. I'm not talking about tshuva shleim. I'm talking about bechlal. It doesn't interest me. The idea of tshuva, v'slicha, kapara. How can I come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request from him to take care of my needs? So that's why the seder has to be that way. That we first say that, Hashem, we want to be close to you. We know we're doing aveiros and we did aveiros. We want the slicha. Clean the slate. We should be close with you. And with that in mind, now we're bringing it in front of you, our personal requests, for our personal needs. So, number one is Reva Onyenu, Reva Rivenu, Goleinu Meheir Man Shemecha. And the name of Vilna Goyin is brought down that these are three different stages of when a person's in a tzara, how we go through it with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First, Reva Onyenu, we're asking Hashem, pay attention to the tzaras that we're going through. Kamavan HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always Mashgiach, he knows what's going on, but it's part of the taksisei atzvila, part of the way of davening to Hashem, to say, Hashem, please, I'm asking you to have a special ha'oris ponim, look at me in a special fashion. And that has a koyach, our request and our desire to be close with Hashem and Hashem should care for us, changes things. Every word we say in tzvila, if we say with kavana, changes the entire world and changes Hashem's relationship between us. But it has to be mitoch our recognition, our understanding that we need a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Together with this, the right attitude, Abishas and many others say that we're not just asking for my personal selfish needs. We're saying, I represent a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're Klal Yisrael. We need Reba and Yenu. See the hardships that we are under. That's stage number one. Then after a Kodesh Baruch Hu sees it, interacts with it, Reba Rivenu. Then Hashem should be involved actively to fight the fight. In other words, to actively protect us. Not just see our tzar, but actively protect us and do away with those that are trying to make hardship for us. And the third level is Goleinu Meheira. That's after everything is finished. After the Melchoma is finished, then we have the Geula. We have the peace of mind that Hashem. or the ones that are starting up with are not doing anything and everything is good. This bracha is not talking about a geula asida. It's not talking about a geula after Mashiach comes, because that's the second half of the bakoshas of Shemoneh Esrei. This is within the first six brachas. It's talking about our needs. Hashem has to protect us from those who are going up against us. We have to be so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're living in a period of time that this bracha does not take the same intensity that it takes in other periods of time. And the vast majority of Golos, Klal Yisrael, was suffering so much that this bracha was a bracha gasping for help. The anti-Semitism that was then, there always is and there always will be, but it was a level that we were limited what we could do. We were attacked. The times and we worse than that. There were decrees against us not to keep the religions or just to kill us, just in the not recent past. So it was such an obvious bracha. It's interesting to note that none of the brachas say the word no. No is the lashon of akasha that Moshe Ben used. Kel no refono lo. I was asked by somebody, why the metal do we not mention it in our tefillah? Such a beautiful nusach that Moshe Rabbeinu used. And I thought of a possible teretz that the mafreshim of the Yisrael, that lashon of no is a lashon of tzo'oka. There are different types of lashonis of tefillah. There's a tefillah that I have my needs and I present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a regular tefillah, which is something I understand is an important need, and it's a daily need. And my daily sustenance, I need to go in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and request from it, a serious request. There's something called a tzaoka. Everything's falling apart. I can't survive. I need you, Hashem. That's a crying out to Hashem. It's impossible. That's a special type of tefillah. That's a tefillah, that short tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu said. My sister, her life's in danger. She needs to be saved. She can't be in the state of tzaras. Our daily tefillah to use that nusach of no, it's not proper, because we have to understand that we have a lot of needs, but it's not our daily needs are not that massive that everything's falling apart. Out of that, the person is supposed to feel a peace of mind and
Kol Halashon.
I know I have needs. I don't even know where they're coming from, but I know I have to turn to Hashem. Hashem is the right address. He'll take care of me. So that's a regular news for that tefillah. The lashon of no is, like I said, if something is just impossible, then I say, no, please, go out and cry to Hashem. So there's a whole big machlokes gisoyis over here. Many of the poskim, the mitzvah in this bracha, specifically, they're gisoyis rei no v'onyeno. Today, most Nusuf Ashkenaz doesn't say it, but many Kadmoinim, even Nusuf Ashkenaz, that did say it. And I think the idea behind it is because this bracha was a saying, we need a geula on Yenu, we're suffering. It's not just that I need my sustenance and I need all the spiritual things and physical things are important, but it's a day-to-day thing. It's something we need our whole lives. It can't be a matter of talk every second day of our lives just because we need everything. It's true, these are very important deeds, but it's not that dog of talk. It's something that's just overbearing. Kavavan, we don't say the lashon of no, but that's a mind frame to be on this bracha. That there were so many times in history that that's what it was. We're just calling out to Hashem. We can't manage it. It's a pachet to get up in the morning. You don't know what's going to be. We're going to make it through the day. So as we're saying this bracha, we have to think to ourselves how fortunate we are that this bracha we're not saying in that nusach, and we don't have that pressing need that people saw so obviously. But the truth is, not much change, because we know that the Mitzvah of the world is Esav Sein Es Yaakov. The Umas HaOlam are anti-Semitic. They want to kill us. They want to do away with us. And the Yishmael also is the same thing. We know what the Iranians are saying. And we know we're surrounded here in Eretz Yisrael, especially by so many millions of people that want to do away with us and damage us. And the whole world is like that now. You know, we thought certain parts of the world were protected. It's not the case. In the great free land of America, anti-Semitism on tremendous rise. People have tightness against everybody else. The Jews always are the victims. as we was throughout history. So, Baruch Hashem, once again, we have to be thankful to Hashem that we are living in peaceful things, but we have to understand that the reason why we don't have those flare-ups that we had in previous generations is because it's a special shmir from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us every second of the day. It says in the Gemara, there's a Kel HaNoyer, the Midah of Noyer, which we say in the beginning of Shmon Esrei, is that Hashem has a special Midah that He activates some type of awe and pachad on the Umas and the Oilam and the Goyim that they shouldn't do what they really want to do to us. And Baruch Hashem, now Hashem is activating them more than some other times. The Lashon of the Brach is also Goyel Yisrael. He's bringing the Geula to Yisrael. Lashon Hoiva, present state. And that's what it's all about. He asked Rasha, Rabbi Yonis Abzi says, Bechol Yoyim Goyel Poidem Matzel. Every single day, he is redeeming us and he's protecting us. So while we sing this Brach, and we say, Baruch Hashem, we went through half of the day, and Baruch Hashem, we went through pleasant, nothing happened, we should know that there was a special Shemitah. And I said, specifically in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, if anybody knows, there's so many things that never make it to the news, so many attempts, because Hashem is watching over us. That's the first bracha. The second bracha is Fe'enu. Kamovan, we need that Yeshua, especially now, is the time to have special kavan in this for ourselves and for all Kalei Yisrael, b'chol mokom she'hem. This is Sakona Merachefes. This is a Sakona, which is in the air, in the entire planet. Hashem, we need. You should give a refuah for those who are choyle. You should give a Yeshua, salvation for those who need a salvation. We all need a salvation. We need to be protected. Once again, we're mentioning that Kodesh Bohu, we are special. We have a special relationship to you. We are the ones that demonstrate your tehillah, your greatness in the world. And therefore, we're asking that we want to behave in the proper fashion. We went through the first three brachas. We showed you we want to behave in the proper fashion. And now, in that school, we want to also have a refuah and to stay healthy, because we know you're the Reifei Neman Rahman Otto. You're Reifei Neman. I don't know if we mentioned last time, but the Neman means, Chazal say that every machla has a specific time that Hashem decides that's going to stop, and he's Neman to stop it at that time. And if Hashem will misspell, who knows, maybe tomorrow the whole Magefa will stop. Who knows? Anything can be. Kamuvan is very far-fetched, but we don't know anything, and anything can be. That's what we have to keep our minds. And like I said, we have to thank Hashem and the Ovar and Baruch Hashem. Every day more people are getting sick, and therefore the down to Hashem, the Baruch Hashem, I'm thankful that I'm still healthy in this half of the day, and I'm spell for the future of the day for me in Klal Yisrael. And the third bracha is a bracha for the Tvur. Bracha in Sashon HaZois is a general bracha that there should be a bracha in this year for all the inyanim of food and panosa. So many challenges in panosa today. Unfortunately, so many people lose their panosa and have limited panosa. It's a time. If we were affected, Kamuvan, we'll naturally use daven for it. But even if we weren't affected, to think about Klal Yisrael needs Yeshua's in this tchum. We should be zeicha. And like I said, in one's personal life, okay, to his own bracha and his day. If he was involved in his business in the first half of the day, so and he needs mosi ashrei the second half of the day, and now it's mincha. Take that break in the middle of the day and recharge ourselves. Give us an extra opportunity for Ziyad Shemai for the second half of the day by asking from Hashem that we need your bracha in this year and everything. Kamavan Ramaz and also the food. Yeah, so this is once again such a beautiful opportunity that Hashem gave us. Lunch. Mincha is our lunch. We have a lunch break for Ruchnius to recharge ourselves, to put ourselves back in the right position and recognize we're totally in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person in the beginning of the day had all kind of tensions, different things. Would this work out? Would that work? Well, now is the time just to calm myself down. Why was I so tense? Was I afraid it won't work out? I have to do what I have to do. And I'm going to down talk on this Baruch Hu. Hashem I Yeshua. Hashem will protect me. Hashem will keep me healthy and give me a food if I need it. Hashem will take care of my panosa. But I have to turn to Him and do what I have to do. And then I can be with peace of mind. And So. Like we said, mincha has a special beauty to it. That's in the kuda of mincha. That's an extra tefillah. It's a gift offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And together with that, it's a special gift that Hashem gave to us. The opportunity in the middle of the day to recalibrate ourselves, put ourselves in the right position of recognizing how much we're in Hashem's hands and how much He's taking care of us, and having a more peaceful and Yishuv Adas, peace of mind, for the second half of the day. Shalom Uvracha.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.